A brand new month, a fresh start, a chance to remind yourself of the most important things. Scratch your actual to-do list and instead cling to these important reminders on this version of the April Intentional To-Do List. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed? Burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence? All while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do lists with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast, the podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley, wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You are listening to episode 143 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It's Haley and I am so excited to be here with you on not just any Monday, but the first of a brand new month. I love so much. I've said this before, I will continue to say it, but I love when the first of a month falls on a Monday. It's two good things wrapped up into one, and I just love the double focus of a fresh start and a sense of newness and this ability to just embrace the week and embrace the month with hope and expectation of joy and feeling ready for good things. And so I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you are feeling really good. This is our spring break this week, and so we are hanging out home, enjoying the simpler moments, finding and chasing joy in all of the little things. And I'm happy about that. And so I hope that your approach today as you head out to your day, whether that's to work or to play or to just be present, I hope you can do the same thing. Find the joy and appreciate the simpler of things. We had a very nice Easter weekend. We got up as a family. We made it to church for the first time in quite a long time. It's been very challenging, as I'm sure all parents and people just know in general. Your life goes through seasons and transitions can be super hard. And sometimes just getting out that door can be a really hard thing. And we made it to church this morning and then went to a coffee shop and made it back to my parents' house for Easter lunch and an egg hunt. And so it was a really, really good day. And I'm feeling a lot of things. It was very powerful. And I know I don't really go into my faith at all here on the podcast. And I'll just say this. It was a very powerful service to be standing in the room, holding my son, listening to some pretty powerful worship music play about what Easter means and what the cross means and what we have with Jesus through victory over the cross and over death. And for someone and for our family, just losing someone so close to us over the past year through a very quick, fast-paced, aggressive battle with cancer, where so many of us were standing so strong in faith, believing in that victory and that authority that we have through Jesus for healing on earth and for that to not happen. our family's been crushed, and I know this world can be a broken world. I mean, it is. And I know that with Jesus, we have so much and we have so much hope. And when you go through these things, it affects you. And when you go through these things, it kind of changes you and it shakes you. And this has been a couple of situations in my life where I feel like my faith has really been rattled and shaken to a place where I can sit there in a church service and just get so emotional and stand there holding my son, listening to different worship songs and just crying. And I think what is so important, and as I was looking around the room of people sitting near us, it just really resonated with me that every single human being has their own story and every single human being has their own trial. They have their own battles. They have their own emotional load that they carry with them every day. And we don't know their story. We don't know what they're facing. We don't know what their heart is. And we come into contact with people, we see people, we maybe smile, right? Say, hey, a friendly hi, but we don't know what they're having to put an armor up for. And we don't know the extent to which they are just struggling to get through the day to just make it to that next point. And I think it's so important now more than ever, no matter what you believe, no matter what you think, I think it's so important to focus on how you feel and to desire for others to feel seen and to feel heard and to feel loved and to just know that they are important. And sometimes differences can be put aside when we focus on the human that's at the center of it all. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And I hope that's okay with you to go a little personal there and to go a little into that side of me. And it's just on my heart right now. And I will never not share what's on my heart. And so we are here with this intentional to-do list. And what's crazy is that we are 2 years, almost a few days away of 2 years of the podcast, 2 years of the Best Day podcast. And that is mind-blowing because the fact that here we are, not that I thought I wouldn't keep doing podcast episodes, but it's just a little bit of a surprise of like, hey, you go, girl. So want a quick little pat on my own back for that, because working a full-time job and being a mom and doing all the things, I'm proud of myself for the commitment to show up here. And the truth is, I want to show up here. This is something that means so much to me. I focus an incredible much on how I want to show up here and where my heart is when I show up, and specifically what I want to give out of my heart to you in these episodes. Because at the end of the day, I want you to listen and I want you to feel encouraged. I want you to feel like you're talking to a best friend. I want you to feel like you're talking to somebody who sees you and knows you and calls out the best for you and reminds you that it's okay when things are messy and it's okay when you're having a hard day, because we have them. But even through the messy, even through the hard, even through the difficult, even through the challenging, we can find joy. And it's in that joy and in that present of each moment that makes each day the best day. And so on this rendition of the April intentional to-do list, I thought that I would take us a little back and I would rewind just a little bit and give you some important reminders. Some important reminders of how you should be living, things to keep in the forefront of your mind. And so as you approach your week and your month and your day, and as you go to do all these things, right? These great things, these things that are awesome, they fill us up, they make us happy, right? They're awesome. But as you go to do all these things, this intentional to-do list is going to be your reminder to take it back a step and to focus on the heart of what matters the most. And so I'm excited to share this with you. We have 6 things on this list, and I'm excited. I'm excited because I also have just the 6 things written down. That's it. I have no notes underneath them. And so I'm really excited to see where my heart goes here as well. So yeah, so the intentional to-do list for April, a list full of reminders, six specific reminders of what to bring with you this month. And the very first reminder is to embrace a mindset of refresh and renewal. I think so many times we focus on wanting to get ahead. We focus on what we want the next thing to look like, the next level, the next stage, wherever we are in our own personal development, whether that's a physical process, an emotional process, a mental process, we focus on moving to that next step. And I think sometimes what's really great is to take a step back and to allow ourselves to refresh and renew. And think of how we do this with a physical space, right? If we're trying to refresh a space or renew a space, we kind of take it back a step and we look around, we see what's going on, we get rid of anything that's unnecessary, remove any clutter, we get rid of whatever's not working anymore, and then we figure out, okay, how can I make this work better? And I think we need to do that for ourselves. We need to give ourselves a new refresh, a new renewal, and take that moment. And as you approach each day, just think, okay, what's not working here? What do I need to let go of? Am I constantly feeling like I am behind? Do I constantly feel like I am not doing enough or I'm not able to get things done in a day? Well, you know what? Maybe we should take a load off. And maybe instead of trying to accomplish all the things, we focus on the basic three or even two or just one thing that really needs to get done and judge that based on whether or not, you know, your day is successful instead of all the things. And so think through your own heart and your own mind and really give yourself that moment to step back and reflect and let go of any of the unnecessary things that you're holding on to and take this rest that you need. Actually, time to slow down, time to not just always be on the go, but to be present in the moment that you are in and breathe deep through it. And look around you and take it in and take in the simple blessings and the beautiful tiny joys and appreciate them. Just as you would refresh any space, that feeling we feel when you have a clean sheets on the bed and you're crawling into bed at night and you're like, oh, this is good. This is a really good feeling. Do that for your own self. Sit down, process some things through journaling or just sit in quiet and reflect, but embrace this sense of renewal and this feeling of refresh this month. And what a cool place to be when we focus inward back to those roots. Imagine how far you can go when you take the time to actually do that. Okay, number two, I really was empowered through the message at church today for Easter Sunday. And message two here, reminder two, is to live in the victory. And of course, this is from the victory over death and over, you know, the grave that Jesus did. I believe we can take the living in the victory and allow it to guide how we live our life and allow it to guide our thought patterns and our mind and to boldly stand in faith in your personal beliefs, and faith in your spiritual beliefs, but stand strong in who you know you are and stand confidently in that. Live in that victory that you were created to be you in a beautiful way with an incredible purpose, with incredible meaning, and that you have everything in you that you need to be the best version of yourself. And so this month, live in that confidence, stand strong. When setbacks happen or challenges rise up and we start to diminish our value, diminish our worth, that you would take a moment to just breathe and then fully stand, knowing that I can do this. I am capable of doing this, that this is something that I can handle. And so live in that victory instead of living in the fear, instead of living in the doubt, instead of living in the what if or the unknowns, but cling to a confidence that can only be found when you live in the victory. Number three, the third reminder is to find a purpose in your present. So find a purpose in your present. Look through your current moment, your current situation, and find great purpose in it. Whether it's a silly moment that you might think is so insignificant doing the most mundane task, or whether this is a big, big heart work where you're really having to show up fully and present as, you know, this grander version of you, right? We all have so many different things we're doing throughout the day. And some of them you feel like are more meaningful. Some of them you feel like are less valuable, but we all have moments throughout the day that fill our times. And my challenge to you this month is to take the time to find a purpose in each of those moments, because there is incredible purpose in those moments. There's incredible purpose on how you can show up in the moment that you are in and being confident and secure in that. And this allows you to be fully present. This allows you to be fully you as a wife, as a mom, as a friend, as a teacher, as a business owner, as a creative, as just a woman. And it's such an empowering, wonderful, amazing thing. And I think that's one of the best things we can do, because we are always thinking of the next thing. We're always scrolling on our phones. We're always sidetracked and thinking about something else. But if we stop to take a minute and to sit in the moment we're in and find that amazing purpose in it, we are going to be more in tune with ourselves and with the things that bring us joy. And we're going to be more appreciative of what's around us. And so really challenge yourself to take some time this month to find a purpose in your present. Number four, this month, please remove the pressure. So similar to embracing this mindset of refresh and renewal, but actually take the time to remove the pressure. And I want you to, in order to do this, kind of think through these big items, these items that you're thinking, oh my gosh, I have to get this done, or these thoughts and beliefs you have about, oh my goodness, life will be easier, things will be better if I can just get through this season, or if I can just tackle this work project, right? Or if my closet can be decluttered. We always think and assume that once this mountain is climbed, that our situation is going to get easier. But you know what? There is beauty and so much to learn in the process before you get to what you think is going to make things better. And so this month, take those things that are weighing over you, the things that you've been holding on to as your mountain, and remove the pressure to complete it. Give yourself permission to say, you know what? Yes, it would be amazing if I can get this thing done, but it's okay if I don't. It's okay if I only inch a little bit closer to that goal. I'm still going to be okay, and I'm still doing a great job, and that doesn't define me. And see what happens when you release yourself from that pressure. See if you are able to breathe a little deeper and to think a little more clearly, because you're not holding on to that weight. And that's what pressure does, right? Some pressure can be good, but when it's pressure that just constantly is sitting on our shoulders, based on unrealistic expectations or rooted in either comparison or perfection, all it's going to do is create lies about who we are and what we're not, and hold us back from where we need to go. And so take the time this month to just remove the pressure. Really think through things, right? Like, I'll get it done. I will get it done when I can. And similar to that, number five is to reduce the expectation. Reduce the expectation. There's so many different directions you can take this. You can take this with your own personal to-do list, your own personal attitude. You can take this with your children. You can take this with how you think something should go, an event, how it should be. There's so many different things here. And I think the most important thing we can do whenever we are setting out to go on a family day, or you finally have several hours of work that are time to get work done, and you're like, yes, finally, I have this quiet time. All these things are going to get done, right? And then we just go, 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 go. And we think that we need to accomplish everything and all things. But instead, reduce that expectation. Give yourself the permission to know that it's okay to just do the best you can. It's okay to try your best, and it's okay if you fall short. And give yourself permission, just as you are removing the pressure you put on yourself, actually reduce the expectation. So think through, what are my established expectations? What is it that I'm thinking of, right? I can do this with spring break, being off this week, and literally putting every single thing that I need to grade, which is quite a lot. I had a student in my classroom on Friday when I was packing my bags to leave for the beginning of break. And the student was looking at my desk going, "That's everything you have to grade?" "Yes, it is." "And am I going to put it in my work bag to bring home over spring break? And am I going to touch any of it?" That is the question. And so I think whenever we know we have something to do, whether it's vacation or a weekend away or family dinner or date night, whatever it is, take a moment to reduce the expectation. And what I mean here is get rid of perfectionism, because it's not going to be perfect. Instead, focus on what is the most important thing. For my spring break, I want to be rested and I want to be living in the present. And if there's anything else that I am carrying as an expectation that does not fit into those things, I need to let those go. Yes, I do. Haley, listen, okay? Think through what your thoughts are on a situation. If you're so excited to finally have that time alone with your person and it's date night and you're thinking through all these expectations of, "Oh my gosh, this is going to be amazing." Focus on what the most essential thing is. What's the most important thing you want to achieve? I want to have time where I can talk to my person, where we can talk with no distractions and be present in that moment. Let that be it. Get rid of anything else. Because when we focus on all these other things that we want, it distracts us from the actual quality moment. Because instead of thinking about what we have and what's going well, we're focused on what's not meeting our expectations, and it can truly hold us back. And so all of this are things that take practice. All of these things are really a lot of mindset shifts to practice each day. And that's all you need to do, is pick one a day and say, okay, pick one a week, right? I'm going to focus this week on this. And even if it's just being simple when you wake up and going, okay, today it's a beautiful day. I'm going to take some time today to reduce the expectations I have on myself. Now, that doesn't mean be lazy. That doesn't mean just get nothing done, but let me lower how I expect myself to show up. And when you do that, you give yourself more room to be. You give yourself more room to show up, because you're not being held back and restricted by things that are not good for how we think about ourselves, right? How instantly do we derail? How instantly do we look at a situation, blame it on ourselves or an inability to do something, and then fall short and can't continue because, well, that is ruined. And so just something to think about to reduce the expectation so you can live more fully in the moment. And that brings me to number 6. And this is the one that I am most excited about. And the final reminder for you, this April intentional to-do list, is to live and love fully. Live and love fully. Live big, love big, and live and love fully in the moments, in the minutes, in the hours that seem like they are moving by so slowly. And you're like, "Oh, I just need to get out of this situation. What is happening right now?" In those moments, live and love fully. Live and love for yourself, for the people around you, but show up in these moments and be there and laugh. And my son is amazing. And 2 things that I really love about this age, because of course, yes, 2.5, more than 2.5, he'll be 3 in July. 2.5 is quite the age, because there can be big emotions and big feelings, but my favorite moments are right now when he is super silly and goofy and talking about all these things and in his own little world. And it's just amazing to watch him grow and learn and explore and play. And then my other favorite thing that he does right now is he loves to snuggle. Oh my goodness, he loves to snuggle. He is a snuggler, and most of our mornings begin with quality family snuggles. And it touches my heart in the best way. And it's just a reminder of, do the things that you love to do. Be in the moments that fill you up. Do the things that make you happy. And I think that's something we can all do more of this month. In each moment, as we are showing up and being present, as we focus in on a mindset of refresh and renewal, standing in the victory, finding incredible purpose in that moment we are in, getting rid of the pressure, getting rid of the expectation, but to live and love fully in that moment. If we can just do a little bit of any of this, we are going to have a good month. And you know what? You are going to have an incredible month. April is going to be incredible. It is going to be incredible because you deserve it. And you are an amazing human and you're doing an incredible job. And so that thing that you're carrying right now in the back of your head, that's that little thought that's peeping up, that's saying, no, don't listen to this, right? No, you can achieve the joy that your heart is after. You can find more moments to smile in your day. You can fall asleep at night with the feeling of contentment that you showed up as the best you can and that that is enough. Because the work that you are doing, it matters greatly. The work that you are doing, whether that is in your home full time, whether that's in an office, whether that's in a classroom, the work that you are doing matters. And that is so important to realize and to understand and to take with you every single day. And that you matter. And I am excited for you. I'm excited to cheer you on every single step of the way. I'm excited for us to move through the month of April together. And as always, I am here. I love having conversations. Jump over on Instagram. I'm the most active at Graceful and Free, but I would like to be more active at the Best Day Podcast, the two Instagram accounts. It's always on my list of things to do, speaking of. But I would love to connect. I would love to hear from you. I would love to talk to you. I would love to support you and encourage you and cheer you on so that each day can truly be the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. Until then, friend, have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friends.